Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Yes, Kendall, your mail order ice cream is in the freezer. But I have something to tell you. Nothing scary, I promise. No, it's something joyous. Charles, the contractor, and I are getting married!
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all, to go someplace where the laughs are free. And there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen,
I wish we could say die.
Kendall are your hosts, come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
Cliff, are you ready?
Oh, born ready.
Now that you, the listener, are here, ready to start the show.
Yep, Cliff's here. Oh, Cliff, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday,
Cliff and Kendall.
I just thought I'd tell you, just in case you didn't know.
Happy birthday.
The big 3-2. I just want to go ahead and get this out of the way.
Oh.
I'm fat, I'm old, and things aren't getting any better. Just throw me in a coffin and throw dirt on top of me.
If you're under the ill-fated impression that things are going to get better, let me cure you.
Sadly mistaken.
Of that foolish idea. Kendall, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard today. Oh, not today. I've actually heard...
I've heard a lot of dumb stuff today.
I've heard a lot of dumb stuff today. Kendall, does it ever bother you when you watch people just throw their lives away right in front of you? Does it ever make you stop and think, what is wrong with the human race that such decisions are made? Does it ever just come into your head, what is wrong with the people?
You know, Cliff, I stopped trying to understand the human race a long time ago, and when I did, I was a lot happier.
Oh, you can't understand. You cannot. There's no way. If you do,
I can barely understand why I do the things I do. Like, eat all the damn time.
I eat, Kendall, I eat so much. There was a run not too long ago where it was the worst thing ever, because I feel like in a week I ordered like 6-8 pizzas. Several were from Papa John's, and I kept having the same damn delivery guy over and over.
Oh, I hate when that happens. I hate it.
And you would think that if you order a pizza at like 6 p.m. on a Tuesday and like midnight on a Saturday, it might be different delivery people. But no. And I swear to God, like the fourth time that he came to the door, he's like, hey. He's like, he was even disappointed in me.
You know, when the pizza boy is disappointed in you, things have gotten bad.
I know. He's like, I know that there's no party there in your apartment. You cannot pull this like Kevin McAllister bit where you try to create this illusion that there are people in a back room somewhere. It's not working.
Fatty.
But speaking of fatties, Kendall, happy fatty birthday.
Happy fatty
32-year-old.
Oh, I'm so... You know, I'm deciding right now that I'm just going to enjoy this birthday. I could be real
just
down and depressed about all the things that are wrong and how fat I am.
No, don't.
But I'm just going to enjoy it. I'm going to be happy. It's going to be the happiest birthday. ever. Mr. Snodbottom ordered a pizza for me like 3 hours ago. He told me, I don't know what is going on out there. Yes. Yes, I said I wanted a pizza for my birthday. Is that so hard before we go on the air?
Well, I don't know. There's probably some backup on the 405. Kendall.
So hard to get pizza around here.
Mr. Snodbottom is giving the signal. He's saying odd occurrence this week, everybody. I feel like, first of all, like we've been through hell this last few weeks in our show and in our lives.
We've been through it, for sure.
I feel like I've been to hell and back, everybody. But that's not even here nor there. It's not here nor there. Which of our assistants is currently ruining their lives by making terrible choices, Becky?
Oh, don't get me started. I asked for one thing for my birthday, and that is to wise up. I don't know. You can't tell young people anything.
You can't tell young people anything. They don't understand the wisdom of a 32-year-old. They just don't get it, Kendall. But speaking of people who do get it, people who get you, people who love you, Kendall, there was an odd occurrence in that we had phone calls on the hotline.
Oh, my God. I know. The hotline lit up, and I said, oh, my God, there must have been some, miscommunication. It must have been like some people were trying to call FEMA, and they accidentally hit our number. I don't know. Our number, of course, listeners, is 818-3084-FAT, if you ever want to call. But evidently somebody else had some wrong number, and they called. But people were calling me to wish me happy birthday.
Yeah.
That's what Mr. Snodbottom says, so I want to find out who these people are.
Yeah, it made a lot more sense when he said, oh, no, don't. It's just Kendall's close relatives. So, yeah, okay.
Well, that's the only people that call. But, hey, I'm happy to have them, so let's see who called. Let's find out who called.
I don't know, but I've been told somebody's getting very old. Just how old would Kendall be? Let us count, and we will know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. That's how old Kendall is. But still, he's just a little boy. Love from Mom. Happy birthday.
Well, that was very sweet of my mother.
Beautiful.
Of course, you know, she had to call. I'm surprised she didn't say anything was going on. Terrible.
And then, well, like, she wanted to give you a little respite on your birthday.
Well, I'm glad. Thank God. No, she'd probably call me later and tell me how dangerous birthday candles are, especially when they're in the quantity that I have. Let's see who else called.
Happy birthday to you. You look like a fart number and smell like one, too. Happy birthday, little brother.
Oh, that was my sis. Well, let's see who else.
I want to say happy birthday to Kendall Bennett from his old dad. Ha, ha, ha. Bye.
That's my dad. The whole family did get on it. Let's see. We have one more, Cliff. Let's say we went through all my immediate family, so who could this be?
Well, isn't that fancy? Your own hotline. I'll declare. Happy birthday, Mr. Bennett. From your lovely wife. I can't be long, but I'm about to catch a flight from Budapest and they're calling my seat right now. See ya.
Oh, Cliff, that was so nice of Susan to call when she was about to get on a flight.
Oh, people have doubted her existence for years, and yet there she is.
And there's proof.
The proof is in the pudding.
The proof is in the phone call. Well, I want to thank all my listeners. I want to thank all our listeners, all my family members, for calling and wishing me a happy birthday. That was very nice, even though I'm old. I told Mr. Snodbottom that for my...
Oh, you did.
I told him something. For my birthday, I said, I want to play What Is It, with Kendall.
Oh, Kendall, it's a question people have been asking for 32 years now. What is it with him?
Now, see, Cliff, I thought that for my birthday, you could what is bosses on the right syllable.
What is it with Kendall?
What is it? What is Kendall? Oh, I dropped all my what is down here on my... What is... Oh, my God, look, I found some sherry down here. I found some sherry.
Some St. Patrick's Day sherry on your lucky 32.
It's lucky. All right. Well, I just thought we should play a game that had my name in the title, you know.
So, Cliff? Yeah, what is it?
I'm going to remind all of our listeners how to play What Is It, with Kendall. It is, all I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and each question I ask you is easier and easier and easier, and you have to try to guess what I'm talking about, the person, place, or thing, in as few questions as possible. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You were born ready. You were born fat and ready. Cliff. It is the only cartoon to consistently make the top 10 list in the Nielsen ratings. What is it?
The Flintstones.
No, idiot.
No.
It first aired in 1999, eventually becoming more popular than Rugrats.
Oh, SpongeBob.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God, I'm always just bamfoozled when you get the right answer.
You are bamfoozled.
I make my own damn words up. It's my birthday.
Do it, guys. I don't think you. I think that's a Dr. Seuss word. I think at least Cindy Lou Who had already been bamfoozled a few times. Kendall, it's your birthday.
All right, Cliff. This popular story has influenced popular culture, lending plot elements, allusions, and tropes to a wide variety of media.
The Wizard of Oz.
Nope. The Greek historian Strabo recorded in the 1st century BC the tale of the Greco-Egyptian girl Rhodopis, which is considered the oldest known version of this story.
Snow White.
No. It is one of the most recognized stories around the world.
Cinderella.
Yep. I thought. Well, if you're close by with Snow White, if you just keep going down that same track.
Oh, Kendall's track, I can easily keep going down all day long. Give me one more. I'm getting them quickly.
That one in the track to Papa John's. Mr. Robin, do we have time for one more? Okay, one more, Cliff. One more. I feel like David Letterman. Do we have time for one more? More. It has been around since the Neolithic period.
Oh, my big fat body.
No, but I thought the same thing. The main ingredient was once tar.
Cigarettes.
No. It comes in various shapes, flavors, and colors.
Chewing gum.
Oh, yes, Cliff.
Oh, yes. Kendall.
Oh, yes. Cliff, that's all the time we have for What Is It? What is it with Cliff?
What is it with being 32 that has turned the world upside down?
I want you to look over here at this side of the studio. Like the amount of space that my body takes up, it makes me sick. It makes me want to blorch all over this studio. I got to take a break before I do that. In fact, I may have to run out of the studio and blorch right now.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Once when I was eating my alphabets, a ghost tried to get me. Oh, no, what'd you do?
I ate him. Good thing I had my alphabets. Post-alphabet cereal's part of a balanced breakfast.
I could do magic.
How?
With my magic box. Put a letter on top. Close it, and I'll guess it. A.
You're right!
One magic box trick in each specially marked box of alphabets.
Neat trick. Neat magic box.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Another year older, another dozen aches. When you turn 39, you ban all the birthday cakes. You think you can ignore it, but I know you can escape. My calendar is circled on this date. So happy birthday to you. You've got presents in the closet from 1992.
Oh. All right, Cliff, we're back.
We're back.
I'm still fat, and I'm still 32.
Oh, God, Kendall, only for the time being, briefly, will you be 32.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Why is life so fucking difficult?
I don't know. You know, Groucho Marx was wont to say, time flies like an arrow, and, of course, fruit flies like a banana. Yep. Kendall, did you once know this unknown Arthur? He, of course, said, time may be a great healer, but it's a lousy beautician.
Oh, well, that's true.
It's true. Kendall, what's true is true.
It's not a good workout buddy either.
Kendall, wisdom doesn't necessarily come with age. Sometimes age just shows up all by itself. And of course, Tom Wilson said that, of course.
I think I've proven that age and wisdom don't go together.
Oh, Kendall, you're the poster child for that quote.
I'm the poster child for age and wisdom not meeting up in the middle.
Oh, Kendall, and speaking of things not related to that, let's see. You want to hear something stupid?
Oh, Cliff, if I ever, ever, ever have I ever wanted to hear something stupid.
Ever have you ever?
Never get a stupid question. Oh, God. I thought we're mixing up this week.
Oh.
I said for my birthday that I want you and Mr. Snodbot and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn to come in and ask me some stupid questions for a change. So why don't you guys get in
switcheroo.
Here?
Come on in, guys.
Hello, dear. Happy birthday, dear. I'm so happy to be here on your birthday,
yes,
dear. It feels like a whole year since the last one.
Happy birthday, boo.
It feels like 150 years since the last one. Thank you, Mr. Snobbum. Thank you, Mrs. Butter Butter Churn.
You're welcome, Kendall.
Butter Butter Churn, I'm so excited to hear what stupid questions you've cooked up.
Oh, they're going
to
be stupid.
I can only hope. Oh, dear.
Do you mind if I go first with my stupid question?
That's fine.
Oh, yes. Please go ahead, Mr. Snodbum. You first.
All right, Kendall Boy. If you could trade places with a famous person, either living or dead, who would it be?
Good one.
That is a good one. But I might want to trade places with somebody dead just because that means I would be dead.
Oh.
Like Charles Lindbergh.
Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah, I think that's who I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Charles Lindbergh because...
You'll just be her.
Not only is he dead and a woman, but I remember that he spent his last 2 weeks in Hawaii, his favorite place, and that's how I want to go out. Dear, well, that was lovely.
Whatever you say, Bo, it's your birthday. It goes anything you say, Bo.
Who's next? Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Train, how about you?
Dear, well, I have a wonderful question I think I would love to ask you. Hit me with your best shot.
Hit him. Just right across the face with it.
Okay, dear. Well, dear, what is the one trip you have never taken but would really like to take someday? Oh, well, that is a great question.
Trip to Skinny Town.
I always want to take a trip to Skinny Town. Unfortunately, there are no flights. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I think I'd want to go to Paris. I've never been to Paris, and I've always wanted to go to the City of Love.
Oh.
Dear, you know, I love Paris. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world, dear. Mr. Snodbottom and I went to Paris a couple of years ago, dear. It was beautiful. Of course, he fell asleep too early in the night, but it was a beautiful, beautiful place. I watched the moonlight on my own.
It was a beautiful trip, dear. Even if I did fall asleep before sundown every night, which is very difficult to trade into time zones when you have irritable bowel syndrome. It's a very little known side effect.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Well, as you get older, you know, you fall asleep earlier and earlier. Dear, that's the truth.
It's true. Kendall, what's true is true. Kendall, unfortunately, I forgot to get you a stupid question. I forgot. Charles is faxing it to me. Okay. Let's see.
Oh, my God. Charles. I'm so nervous of what this could be.
All right. Charles, he asks, if someone's underwear was showing, would you tell them?
Oh, only Charles. Only Charles.
Only Charles.
If your contractor's an idiot, would you tell him?
Oh.
Dear, that's not polite on your birthday. I'm sorry, Mrs. Spider Butter Train. I apologize, Charles. Let me answer this question. No, because I think that Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, I don't know if you would agree. I don't know if you would agree, Mrs. Potter Butter Churn, that that's probably not proper etiquette. Well, dear, there's two ways to look at it. You could either say it's proper etiquette to tell them so they wouldn't have to be embarrassed later, or it's improper etiquette to even tell them because it's embarrassing. It's one of life's mysteries.
Very mysterious. I can't tell you, boy, how many nights Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and I have stayed awake by the roaring fire in our study, just discussing deep thoughts like those. Like, should you tell one if you see the underwear sticking up out of the briefs? What did you do, dear? Oh.
I don't want to know what happens in your bedroom.
I don't want to.
Dear.
Oh, dear. Kendall, I hope that you gain only wisdom from these stupid, stupid questions that we've all just been asking you.
Oh, I had so much fun. Thank you all for the stupid questions.
Anytime, Bo.
Dear, of course. I just want to wish you a wonderful, wonderful happy birthday, dear. I'm so glad that we're friends, and I hope that this year is better than the rest.
Oh,
Well, here, here. I do too. I do too.
Yes.
Here, here.
Yes, Bo. Oh, see you later. Come along, dear.
A toot-a-loo, dear. Toot-a-loo. Happy birthday. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, well, that was so much fun. I guess that's all the time we have for Kendall's stupid question. Now with more sass.
Ugh. More fat for sure, Kendall.
We've got plenty of fat to go around.
Speaking of fat, one other certain fat person has a gift.
Uh-oh.
And that gift is perfect pitch, and I want to share it with you on your birthday.
Oh, I knew there would be some perfect pitch. Let's see. You got the, let's click this into the player and see what we got.
Click it in the player. I stand here looking at my friend and co-host. The second name you hear in Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. If Kendall you were a drink, then I would surely pop your top. If you were a song, then Kendall, my singing would never stop. You deserve applause, applause, applause. You deserve applause, applause. You deserve applause, applause. You are such a friend and good bro host to me. You need applause, applause, applause. Hey Kendall, it's your birthday. Pick your fork up, eat some cake.
With cake. Ice cream.
Hey Kendall, it's your birthday.
Party time now.
Pick your fork up, eat some cake.
With cake. K-E-N-D-A-L-L.
You get some ice cream. Pick your fork up, eat some cake. Cake.
K-E-N-D-A-L-L.
You get some ice cream. Pick your fork up, eat some cake. Cake. When God did make us, Kendall, you know that he broke the mold. Now we're not just obese, no. Now we're also fucking old. 1 second, I'm 19, and next year we'll be 33. If you weren't with me, Kendall, I'd cut my veins and watch them bleed. You deserve applause, applause, applause. You deserve applause, applause. You deserve applause, applause. You are such a friend and good bro host to me. You need applause, applause, applause. Hey Kendall, it's your birthday.
Party time now.
Pick your fork up, eat some cake.
With
cake.
Ice cream.
Hey Kendall, it's your birthday.
Party time now.
Pick your fork up, eat some cake.
Ice cream.
K-E-N-D-A-L.
Yo.
Get some ice cream. Pick your fork up, eat some cake.
K-E-N-D-A-L.
Yo. Get some ice cream. Pick your fork up, eat some cake. Cake, 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 cake. You deserve applause, applause, applause. You deserve applause, applause. You deserve applause, applause. You are such a friend and good bro host to me. You deserve applause, applause, applause. Hey Kendall, it's your birthday. Pick your fork up, eat some cake.
Ice cream.
Hey Kendall, it's your birthday.
Party time now.
Pick your fork up, eat some cake.
Ice cream. K-E-N-D-A-L.
Yeah, get some ice cream. Pick your fork up, eat some cake.
With some ice cream. K-E-N-D-A-L.
Yeah, get some ice cream. Pick your fork up, eat some cake. K-E-N-D-A-L-L.
Oh, Cliff, that was so nice. I wonder if people will be weird. Would it be weird if I just walked around saying K-E-N-D-A? Oh, I can't even spell my own name. K-E-N-D-A-L-L.
I don't think it would be weird at all, Kendall.
Oh, now I can't even spell my name. Thank you so much, Cliff. That was wonderful. And you know we all love your perfect pitch. I, more than anyone.
Yeah, it is perfect. And, and you know, I give you the gift of me and being the bro host of a talent powerhouse like myself. And speaking of perfect pitch, This is a true story. True as true, everybody. That
true
happened,
as true can be.
It happened back before Halloween, back before this hellacious Halloween that we've just...
Back before Halloween.
Only gotten over. But I was visiting our First Lady, who's best known these days for introducing the show and saying, welcome back to Cliff and Kendall. Hopefully she'll yeah, and for singing beautiful songs with me on holiday specials. But anyway, I was visiting her, and she has a sweet little stepdaughter who's in first grade, and I don't know where it came from. I guess I probably was singing. You know, I just walk around singing sometimes.
Yeah, you do that more than, almost more than eating.
Yeah, and she said, Uncle Cliff, I think you have perfect pitch. And
oh my God,
I said, you know what,
how much did you pay her to say that?
I think you're right. And, hey, she calls him like she sees him, and she got this one right. But I couldn't I don't know if anybody put her up to it, but it happened, and I just thought, this is probably just the doubt, because out of the mouths of babes comes the truth, everybody. So
well, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. It really is, and I bet our First Lady put her up to that.
She just came up with it. And my perfect pitch and your 32-year-oldness is something, they're both something everybody should know.
They are something everyone should know, and so are these things.
Oh.
It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb.
Dumb.
And now here are your obese 32-year-old hosts. Living
dumb.
I started to say 320-pound hosts.
Pretty much. Close enough.
Which is accurate. It's more accurate than 32, almost. Liv, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I'm so excited to ask you a question. I can't help it.
Finally. Yeah.
What 1990 novel is set on Isla Nublar off the coast of Costa Rica?
Oh, Kendall, this just proves my chaos theory. It was Jurassic Park.
That is correct, Cliff.
Oh.
Wrong button. That's correct.
Kendall, what was the name of the first White House pet to have its own web page?
Oh, Sparky.
Who the hell is Sparky?
I don't know. I'm making shit up, man.
No, it was not a beloved presidential pet, Sparky. It was...
Wasn't that George Bush's dog, Sparky?
I don't know. It was Sox, the cat who moved into the White House with the Clintons. Can you believe the Clinton era? The cat had a website.
You know, I've got a funny story about Sox, the cat. I've got a funny story about almost anything. But the funny story about that is on West Wing, they had to print this backing to go outside the office, and the backing was so accurate, it had Sox the cat in the window. You could see it all throughout the whole show. Oh, my turn. I got a question for you. Another question.
Yeah.
Cliff, what type of dog was Alabama citizen Barney Cobb convicted of using to smack his wife on the head with in 1983?
A basset hound.
No, Cliff, that would be a chihuahua. Poor dog.
Poor wife and dog.
Have you heard they found a new use for sheep in Alabama, Cliff?
Wool.
Wool.
Kendall, they found a new use for chihuahuas, wherever that guy was.
Hitting your wife with them.
Hitting your enemies with them.
Yep.
Kendall, speaking of enemies, Kendall, what bird receives a presidential pardon each fall?
Oh, could that be a turkey?
Turkey, almost. Can you fucking believe? If you'd have told me as
I
a child...
I cannot believe it's almost turkey time.
If somebody had told me as a child, Cliff, you will one day live to see Thanksgiving 2013, I would have said, no, I won't.
You are crazy.
Give me a break.
Cliff, speaking of air conditioning...
Yeah.
What sticky Texas city earned the nickname the air conditioning capital of the world?
Oh, Kendall, is that Dallas?
No, but
San Antonio.
Houston, Texas, the air conditioning capital of the world.
Oh, Kendall, speaking of capitals, what European capital offers tours of catacombs containing 6 million human skeletons?
Oh, God.
That was a great opening.
I have no idea at all.
Wrong answer, Kendall. You're going to have to visit those catacombs when you go on your dream trip to Paris.
Oh, I even said it. What can I say that I said it earlier in the show and use that?
Oh, I said it earlier.
It is my birthday. It's my birthday.
All right.
Cliff, what rock star spent weeks in the backseat of a Plymouth Valiant after being evicted from his Olympia, Washington apartment?
That was, of course, that guy who has the clock around his neck, Flavor Flav.
Oh, no, Cliff. Not Flavor Flav. That was Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain? Oh, I thought you said rap star.
What rock star, Cliff? That changes everything. You would have immediately known it was Kurt Cobain.
I would have said, well, duh. Kurt Cobain.
Duh.
Cliff,
duh.
Is that all the questions you have?
Oh, here we are now. Entertain us. That's all I got, Kendall. It's all I'm asking you.
Cliff, that's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know.
Oh, why don't you? You might as well. Come on.
Oh, I can't, you know, I just can't believe I'm 32. Can we just go back to that for a second?
I never thought, who would have thought it when we were 19 and I came and sat down by you in class that day.
And you said, are you 32?
And I said, this guy looks 32.
Oh, see, you thought I was 32 way back then, and now I've grown into my age, and now I look 104.
No, you have not aged nearly as bad.
I call bullshit.
No, but and I've noticed that I have really begun to age, and so I can't look any you know, more than 5 years younger than you anymore.
So. I wish that I could have just, you know, I haven't aged much, but I've grown greatly.
Around
if
the
only
middle.
I could have just aged. I'd rather just be looking old and skinny than fat and gross and young.
Oh, Kendall, you've aged like a fine cheese. You're moldy and you stink,
like,
and that's what's
like an
so
old
sad.
Blue cheese, and that is terribly sad, Liv. It's so terribly sad.
It's so sad.
Liv, if our listeners are as sad as I am to be 32, or sad at whatever age you are, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line, like all my family members did tonight, at 818-308-4FAT. It is open to others than just family members.
It is open to non-relatives of the hosts.
Mr. Snotbottom keeps telling everybody you do not have to work here to call the hotline.
You don't have to be crazy to work here. But it helps.
Yeah, well, you kind of do.
Kendall, did you already tell everybody where to find us on the internet? I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, Cliff, of course I have.
Well, then let me bring this up to everybody's attention. Middle age
bring it up.
Is the time when a man is always thinking that in a week or two, he'll feel as good as ever. Oh, God. And that was said by Don Marquis.
Well. Cliff, also, the more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. And I'm going to try to follow that this year. That was said by the Cliff and Kendall of this time, Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, Kendall, follow that bird. Kendall, speaking of middle age.
Follow that fat ass.
Middle age is when your age starts to show around your middle. And that was said by Bob Hope, the Cliff and Kendall of his time.
Oh, well, if never truer words were spoken.
Never.
And I'm going to say a quote that I think I've said before on this show. But how old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? Because, Cliff, I swear to God, I'd be like 12 until I looked in the mirror.
Oh.
Oh, and that was said by Satchel Paige.
How fat would you be if you didn't know how fat you were? About 2,000 pounds.
And that was said by Cliff.
Kendall, to me, fair friend, you can never be old. For as you were when first your eye I-eyed, such seems your beauty still. And that was said by who? But another Cliff and Kendall of his time, William Shakespeare.
I don't know, Cliff. I got hung up on three I's in the middle there.
I
am so fat. Cliff, I have one more for you. All the world is birthday cake, so take a piece, but not too much. That's where I went wrong, Cliff. That was George Harrison. I added that's where I went wrong. That was Kendall.
Oh, Kendall, I have one last wish for you on your birthday.
What wish do you have for me? To lose some fucking weight?
Live long and prosper. And that was said by who but Mr. Spock himself.
Oh, Kendall. I'm doing the Vulcan salute right now.
Take me home, birthday rose.
badass room.
To a place where we're less obese and old and bald and depressed and horrible. I'm Cliff.
Kill myself. And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week
for another happy, happy, uplifting episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Make your phone bill pizza K-E-N-D-A-L-L.